welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune, and before Kyle and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Well, Coach, you know, back in the win column last week, you had a chance to look back at it. Does anything else, anything new kind of jump out at you about the game against Sedalia?
It's just, watching the film, I thought I was going to see a disaster. Didn't really see a disaster. I seen a team that was looking to get back in the winning column. Was a little confidence shaken. Just really had to get the confidence back up. But I thought just getting calls and things of that nature just it's proven to be like a thing that we have to really just focus on. Getting back on track after we get setbacks with calls and things of that nature.
So along the confidence line, we talked a little bit about that after the game. What's been the focus these first few days of practice this week as you try to work back into that more confident mentality that you guys had early in the season?
Oh man, head coaches, you have to be sports psychs and everything. So just doing a little reading up on my own and just trying to get the team back on track with, and then just talk to them about, their accolades of the season and just help them understand, setbacks come from time. That's the story of a season. And then when they do, you just have to understand and remember who you are, saying we are 5-2. Like, we've had some success. And the teams that we lost to were very good teams, and we want to win those games, but we got to learn how to win those games. And let's work on learning how to win those type of games.
Moving into these last couple weeks of the season, bit different than the schedule's been the last couple of years, especially in these final 2 weeks. So you got Camdenton coming up this week. You guys had a little bit more recent experience with Camdenton than a lot of the other CMAC teams had. So is there anything that you're taking out of that district matchup last year to bring into this game, or is it, new year, new team, new process the whole week?
Well, we kind of understand how they're going to play us defensively. They may use some strategies that that other teams have tried, but I think they're going to do what's tried and true to them. They've been running the same defense for 50 years, so I think they're going to do what they did last year for us.
And then just what's going to be the key for you guys to come out and notch another conference win this week as you finish up the conference portion of the schedule?
Play with confidence. To give us opportunity to win, we're just going to have to, just play the blue way. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to have to beat the Cavaliers and nobody else. And sometimes, we have a quarterback that can throw. But sometimes we have to really just rely on our foundation and then just play Veer, read it out and then see where we go from there. I think we can run Veer on everybody, and we need to start trying to do that. I know we said, hey, we'll mix it up a little bit when teams are loading the box, but I think we can I think we can still run Veer, and that's what got us the game Fridays. We just say, we're just gonna run Veer and win this thing out. And we had some guys that know it, and they ran it full speed. And you know what I'm saying? And that's what got us through that game, and I think that's what will get us through the remainder of the season.
All right, that was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier. And Kyle, I just got to flat-out ask, when I saw the score last week and saw it was only a 21-14 win for the Cavaliers, I was a little bit shocked. So how did that exactly play out, that it was just a one-score game?
I'm not exactly sure,
okay.
Honestly.
Fair enough.
Capital City came out, drove down the field pretty easily, scored a touchdown on the opening drive. Sedalia's offense is better at moving the ball than it has been the past couple of years. So it followed up with a pretty extended drive, got into the red zone. Capital City got an interception kind of in the red zone. It was like, okay, turn it around. Capital City puts together another long drive, ends up scoring. We're already into the second quarter.
Yeah.
So, not as many possessions to be had.
Sure.
And then after that, Sedalia's defense was just able to bottle up whatever the Cavaliers were trying to do. Okay. There was, you know, a couple consecutive three and outs, just not being able to move the ball really at all. And then...
So let me ask you this. Yeah. I know that, you know, the Cavaliers struggled on offense the previous week against Elias. Do you think maybe the blueprint is out there now for teams on how to maybe slow down Cap City when it was an offense that before the Elias game seemed like it was rolling pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, it probably is on both sides of the ball, you know, because Sedalia was doing a lot of the same kind of power run schemes that Elias had a lot of success with, a lot of gap run schemes that Elias had a lot of success with, and it was working again.
Okay.
So, you know, when a team, when the first team of the year is able to pretty effectively dismantle what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, that creates the blueprint.
Sure.
You have to be able to work around that.
Yeah.
The way Coach Collier described it was, or not described last week, described the focus offensively moving forward, was just kind of getting back to basics.
Okay.
I think the exact quote was something to the effect of, I think we can run Veer on anybody, and we've been branching out a lot because we have the ability to do it.
Okay.
But, you know, the drive that saved the game last week was getting back to just running Veer and doing it very effectively.
Well, and I'm sure it's, you know, we're getting now to the stage of the season where you're going to have to at some point just be who you are. And like, say, maybe if you strayed a little bit or you've tried to diversify a little bit, sometimes that's helpful. Sometimes that can kind of get you away from things. And maybe this was just a good kind of wake up call as we're heading towards, you know, the final two regular season games and then district play beyond that. Maybe this is good for them from the standpoint of it's just like, you know, And I don't think any high school team is ever going to go through and have every game play out exactly how we think it's going to play out.
Right.
You're going to have an outlier here where you go, well, that one was weird, either good or bad, and then that one was weird, either good or bad. So I guess maybe they were probably just due for something like this.
Yeah, and, you know, they've played Sedalia a lot of times over the last few years.
Right.
You know, Sedalia, like all of the CMAC teams, except for this week's opponent, have seen the Veer a number of times now. Right,
sure.
So, you know, along with getting that assist from the blueprint being out there in the film from Elias the week before, maybe teams are just getting a little better at being able to read what's happening in Capital City's backfield.
Yeah, and I guess the good thing is for them, as you say, okay, well, yes, it seems like they struggled. It seems like they maybe didn't have as commanding a performance as we would have thought. But you're still able to translate that into a victory. So I guess if you're looking for positive, you say, okay, at least they did enough to get a win.
Yeah, a win's a win.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you can look back on the scores and talk about it like we're going to now, but when you're putting up district standings, you know, and I know point differential makes a difference, but a win is the most important thing.
Right,
that,
absolutely.
Right? So, you know, they still got the win, and that's what matters most.
Well, and especially, too, I mean, you're coming off of blanking where, you know, obviously anything you can put in the ledger. Yes, you would have liked to have more than 21, but 21's better than the zero you had the week before. So it does show a sign of resiliency where you're able to kind of at least get back in the column where you go, okay, we can produce drives that produce points.
Yeah, and, you know, Coach Collier mentioned both after the game and when I talked to him this week at practice that he saw a little bit of a lack of confidence following the Elias game and kind of credited that to some of why the offense wasn't working so effectively this week or last week. And it's just, that's the first time Capital City had been shut out in 2.5 years.
Right.
I mean, you know, since before the Veer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, even in the 1-9 seasons to start the program, there were only a couple of shutouts. Like, getting shut out will shake you.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially when you feel as good about your team as the Cavaliers have this year. So I think there is probably just a little bit of kind of that hangover effect.
Absolutely.
You know, a team was able to fully dismantle what you wanted to do offensively.
Yeah.
And getting back to a point where you can emotionally and mentally feel like you're capable of performing at that level might just have taken a week.
Right. Well, and I think it's going to be important to be able to score again with the team we're going to talk about here in a moment with what we're looking forward to today. But let's reset the kind of the board a little bit from the standpoint of Cavaliers are now 5-2 overall, 4-2 in the conference. They play tonight at Camdenton at 7 o'clock. It's a very similar type thing where Camden comes in 4-3, 4-2 in the conference. So, you know, this is for, you know, third place alone in the district standings, which, again, when you're looking for things to kind of point to, yes, we were talking a couple weeks ago about there was a chance to maybe crack the top two of the standings. Maybe if you beat Rockbridge a couple weeks ago, then maybe you're talking for that top spot. the priorities have shifted.
Yeah.
But you still have an important game in front of you this weekend. It's not just important just from the, you know, I'm sure for them it's not so much the third place in district or third place in the conference. It's more the district standings that we're going to be talking about. So this is a big game, I think, tonight, just in terms of what does it do for district seedings.
Yeah, and, you know, like you mentioned, this is the game that will determine third place in the CMAC. It's the game that will most likely determine who is third or who is second and who is third in Class 5, District
right.
5.
Sure.
Right? So if you're second, that gets you the extra home game.
Right.
Right? That gets you the semifinal home
yep.
game. So, yeah, and, you know, when you're looking at a matchup to determine who's going to be the home team, and if the seedings play out between these two teams,
right,
again,
exactly.
You know, that makes a big difference.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's definitely an important matchup, and, you know, the Cavaliers have a slight advantage, I guess, over the rest of the CMAC teams who have been here for more than a year in playing Camdenton, just because they have the experience from playing them in districts last year.
Sure.
Which a lot of the CMAC teams just hadn't played Camdenton in a while.
Right, right.
So, you know, there's a little bit extra familiarity going in.
Yes, personnel may change, but at least scheme-wise, you kind of are a little bit ahead of the game in terms of knowing, you know, we've seen what they did last year, it's going to be pretty much the same thing again this year.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about that confidence piece post the Helias loss, you have at least the confidence going in with Camdenton of we just beat Camdenton, you know,
right.
last year
yep.
in a very important game. Capital City was able to pull out that win
yep.
a little different than when you're going into the Rockbridge or Helias games trying to get your first win against that program.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mentioned a little bit ago in terms of getting the Cap City offense going again, because I do think you're going to, you know, defense will play a part of this, but I think both teams are coming into this game probably expecting to score some points. It's a very dangerous Camden offensive attack from the standpoint of, you know, they're going to do something that, yes, they've seen, but not a lot of people see, but it's just going to be spreading out. And we've the teams that have been able to counteract that and be able to kind of match their athleticism, I think, like Helias this year, that's the teams that have had some success against them. Mm-hmm. So I think tonight's just going to be a matter of, okay, you're going to have a lot of different people playing very well, because they are going to spread you out. It's not going to be just, we can concentrate on this area and we'll be fine. It's going to be, we're going to have guys making plays kind of individually all over the place.
Yeah, for sure. And kind of interestingly, you know, the last couple of years, Capital City's defense was really solid against the run game and then had some issues in the secondary that needed to be worked through.
Right.
Especially recently, the run defense has been more of an issue than the pass coverage.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe that's a good sign coming into Camden
right.
if you can say we're more confident in the secondary
sure.
than up front.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, right now. But yeah, I mean, this is a very different offense than just about any high school runs.
Right.
You know, not many schools are up to go five wide. Camdenton has five receivers who all have more than, you know, 29 catches this year.
That's pretty incredible.
Like, I think it's
yeah.
three guys have 29 and another two have 30, and they have three guys who are over 400 receiving yards. The
yeah.
other two are at like 280.
Okay.
You know, they have a lot of weapons, and they'll go to all of them.
Yeah. So I got to imagine this is one of those things where you go, okay, yes, they're more familiar with it, but it is going to be one of those things where until you get back out on the field and you're kind of playing something this different, there might be just a little bit of time that you go, okay, we got to get readjusted to seeing a team like this or playing a little bit maybe different defensively than we normally would. So how important is maybe the first, you know, first series or two of this game going to be towards determining who probably gets on top tonight?
Oh, I think it's very important. Even, you know, looking back to last year's matchup, Capital City was kind of able to jump out to a good-sized lead, and then Camdenton was able to chip away,
yeah.
take the lead late, and then Capital City needs kind of a stunning last minute touchdown on a Phillip Richardson like 60 yard screen, you know, or well, the screen set up then 1 yard touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, if Capital City wasn't able to get out there and build that big lead initially, then, you know, you're just not in the game later.
Right.
So
right.
even, you know, best case scenario, building that lead early helps cover a lot of issues when they arise.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, immediately having trouble facing five wide, or if Camdenton's able to start picking you apart a bit later.
Right. And I do think that there's a little bit of a chance for you to kind of stay in this game in terms of being able to put up points from the standpoint of, yes, we know that the Camden offense has been able to score a lot this year, but their defense has also given up a fair amount too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like those opportunities will not be there. I think it's one of those things that you just have to maximize. When they're there for the taking, make sure you get your points when you can get them.
Yeah, and, you know, that was something that Capital City was able to take advantage of in last year's matchup, is Camdenton, unlike a lot of other teams, didn't stack the box.
Okay.
You know, they brought their linebackers up a bit closer, but it's not like, you know, 8-9 guys all right up on the line.
Right.
It was a more natural defense than the Cavaliers usually play.
Okay.
Hard to say whether that's going to happen again tonight until Camdenton lines up for that first series
sure.
or two.
Right.
But, you know, based on the expectations built in last year's matchup, I would say this is going to be the most kind of normal formation-based defense that Capital City will play this year.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're, as Coach Collier said, trying to, you know, really focus in on doing what you're best at, which is running the veer,
right,
doing that against a non-stacked box is going to be successful.
Yeah. So I don't want to get too far, you know, ahead of ourselves, because this is, I think, an important game this week. But I, you know, it is worth noting that this will be kind of the last conference game. Then you got a kind of a little bit of a break in terms of, you got a non-conference next week before you get into then get refocused for district play. And I don't want to say that then, you know, it's a game you're going to take off or anything. But I do think it's kind of like, as opposed to there this building crescendo that you're kind of going to, there will be kind of a little bit of a plateau next week. So I think, you know, this might be another important reason to get a win tonight for the Cavaliers would be the standpoint of, like, you're going to want to keep things trending upward, and you're going to kind of want to have a springboard, because there's going to be that natural plateau next week with an out-of-state non-conference game where you just go, okay, whatever happens, and then we'll get refocused for districts. You probably want to just keep your focus no matter what happens.
I think on the focus front, that might have been more the case the last couple of years, where you're facing back-to-back non-conference opponents
sure. yeah.
in the season with
Fair
Truman
point.
And Kirksville,
yeah.
and in games where you don't necessarily have to play your best to win by 20.
Right, right.
You know, I think the raising of the quality of opponent these last 2 weeks, and with Quincy coming in, Quincy's a very good team
yeah.
that's had a lot of success, and I think just, you know, the challenge of, we're facing another good team, this is a quality opportunity for a quality win.
Right.
We'll kind of be able to keep that focus as you get ready for district play,
yeah.
more so than the last couple of years.
Okay. Well, I guess that gets us to the prediction point, and I'll just ask you, who comes out on top tonight at Camdenton?
You know, I'll say Capital City wins. I think it's going to be close and higher scoring
okay.
than we've seen recently. So I'll say Capital City surpasses 30 for the first time in a few weeks and wins 35-32.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McArabia, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McArabia on Twitter at Kyle_McArabia, McArabia. Thanks for listening.